it's time for a bowl extravaganza with Dan Wetzel.
Texas Tech versus Ole Miss. The Tax Act, obviously, some kind of tax preparation. I think if we're talking alumni base that cheat on their taxes, I think Texas Tech and Ole Miss are both top five.
SI's Ross Dellinger.
It's hard to believe that in 2022, you could have a 7-5 football team average 20 points a game. That's what Wyoming does. They average 20 points a game this year and are in a bowl 7-5. So the hell with it.
And SI's Pat 40.
Kansas had a very nice season, which is why all of a sudden now they're chesty about wanting to play Missouri. They haven't wanted any part of Missouri in 15 years. All of a sudden now they want to play? Okay.
Here's Pat, Ross, and Dan.
All right, welcome to the pod. Happy holidays. It is Bowl Bonanza Part 2. Little bit less sketchy games.
And happy Festivus. Well, late Festivus.
Festivus.
Yeah. We're taping on Festivus.
Taping on Festivus, that's right.
This would be a three-hour podcast if I listed my grievances.
Well, somebody on Twitter said that we list our grievances all year round.
Every day, that's right.
Sometimes it's my weakness as a host. I get a little...
One of my grievances is Twitter in general. Just Twitter is a grievance.
Yeah. Hey, let's check the early bowl record so far. I have a two-game lead over both of you with a rousing 6-7 record, which quite honestly isn't bad for bowl season.
No, that's the thing. I refuse to be shamed by a bad bowl picking record this year or any year, but especially this year.
Absolutely.
Who the hell knows?
Impossible. I don't know. I want to meet the guy in Vegas that thinks he's got this thing cornered.
Yeah.
We have no idea. But anyway, it's Bowl Bonanza Part 2. We got a bunch of games to get to. We will tape. We'll have a show out later this week discussing the national semifinals and the four teams there. Four. Each one's got an interesting storyline, too, which I kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
So very, very good. We'll get to that. And then the games are coming. That's the thing. It's just such a weird sport. Oh, by the way, we're still going to try to crown a national champion.
I mean, everything else happening at the same time.
It's just a crazy sport. All right, let's start it. The Camellia Bowl. Georgia Southern versus Buffalo.
I thought you said the sketchy games. We were past the sketchy games.
Oh, this is big time. Big time. Yeah. Wasn't it? Didn't Pete Thamel once break a Buffalo staff news on the day of his elopement, his wedding?
That sounds a lot like Pete.
Yeah, right? Didn't that happen?
Like yes. I believe that
assistant
there was some
line
Buffalo,
coach.
Yeah, absolutely infamous Buffalo news break.
It was after, because I think the elopement was a secret. They had COVID, and so they couldn't rent a venue, so they just went and they wanted to start their family, so they started. I don't want to give Pete's personal info all out.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got married down in Marco Island, and then they had the party later, which Pat and I attended. But it was great. But yeah, it was like, hey, I got married. And then like the next day, they're like sitting on the beach, and it's like assistant strength coach Buffalo, and you're like, oh.
It's that time of year. It's that time of year. I saw it wasn't Pete. It was somebody else, I think, yesterday, and it was like, you know, it was an analyst was moving from one school to another school to be a senior analyst. And I was like, you know, what the F are we doing? Like, what are we doing, man? But
even his kids don't care. They're going to stay back at their old school and like finish out senior year. Like, dad's not going to be around. Anyway, we're already off the thing. Camellia Bowl.
Camellia, all right.
And this is, we got corporate sponsors all over this thing because it's at the Crampton Bowl in Montgomery.
Man. Wow, Crampton Bowl.
Which is a phenomenal stadium if you haven't been.
It's actually
really cool. It's been around for 100 years. They've redone the thing, but Alabama and Auburn occasionally have played home games there. They had like minor league baseball there for a while. It's very cool. Go by sometime.
Alabama State plays there, right? Or Alabama State, I think. I remember covering a Jackson State Alabama State game there. Yeah. All right, I'll get it started. I'll give me Wait,
the guy was – it's not even a sponsor. I'm sorry. I thought it's Crampton, Fred J. Crampton.
Yeah.
A local
business
owner.
Paid the money to help build the stadium.
Montgomery's a cool little city, too.
Yeah.
Cool little city. Anyway, Camellia is the flowers, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The flowers, yeah.
Just, yep. It's like state flower in Alabama, I think.
Camellia, yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah, camellia trees, they're actually everywhere. Down. I'm in New Orleans right now. They're everywhere in New Orleans, camellia trees.
Flowering plant.
They flower in the winter, so they're blooming right now. They're beautiful.
Mm. All right, there you go. That's great. All right. Horticulture today.
Yes. Bring in
that's
the real hard
analysis.
That's more information
than I thought we would have.
Yes, Ross may or may not be hungover. Ross may or may not be hungover on his picks because he was in New Orleans last night. Yeah. Go ahead, Ross. Who you got? Oh, Georgia Southern's given 3.5.
Yeah,
game's at noon Tuesday the 27th. Watch the game. Go buy some flowers.
Yeah, yes. I'm taking the points in old Clay Helton. Buffalo probably, you know, had a little down year. You know, they've been kind of tearing it up. Clay Helton his first year, it kind of up and down too. But give me Georgia Southern to cover the 3.5.
I agree. This is the Kyle Van Trees Bowl.
Yeah.
For those of you who weren't celebrating already or observing, he played at Buffalo for 5 years, threw for 4,700 yards. Then he went to Georgia Southern and threw for 3,900 this year alone. Clay Helton just let it rip with him. So I'm riding with Clay, with whoever has Kyle Van Trees, and that's Georgia Southern. Go Eagles.
I'll stick with that. I think I don't know. I mean, I don't have any. I can make something up, but I 2-6-6 teams.
Yeah.
2-6-6 teams. I think Georgia Southern will not be distracted by the flowers, the beauty of the flowers.
They're in bloom, Buffalo. Dan.
They're in bloom. It's good.
Georgia nice Southern's enough. Used to good Southern flowers down there in Statesboro.
Yeah, the Buffalo people just be happy, even though, you know, I don't even know how much warmer Montgomery is at this time. It's warmer than Buffalo, though.
Oh, yeah.
We should have a game at Buffalo, just the Snow Bowl, just hope. Lake Effect, brought to you by Lake Effect. The Snowdrift Bowl.
Yeah.
Should be like a snowplow company. Should have a bowl.
I am not far from the Camellia Grill, too, by the way. Look at there. Famous New Orleans restaurant. Okay, we can stop talking about Camellias. Although next. I pulled some up on my phone, though, just to show everybody.
The Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. Mm-hmm. Game will be played at Gerald J. Ford Stadium in Dallas. That's SMU's home field. Memphis Tigers against Utah State. It is at 3:15 Tuesday the 27th. We have a quadruple header on Tuesday the 20th. This is why college football is awesome. A quadruple header. So get your drink on early. Memphis is giving 7.5. Pat, who you got in the Serve Pro? Serve Pro is Serve Pro First Responders. That is, what is that? Do I know?
I don't know.
It's like if you flood.
I could be. I don't know what the Serve Pro
is.
Or is
it the first Serve Pro? Serve Pro is, well, the first responders, we're honoring like EMTs, everybody, right?
Yeah,
we love those guys. Obviously. Mm-hmm. Damage restoration.
Okay.
Yeah, these are the people you never want to call, but you probably will.
Yeah. Somebody on this podcast like had a furnace go out here recently.
Somebody did. Good thing it wasn't cold last week. Good thing it wasn't cold.
It's -5 literally in Louisville while we were taping this.
There you go. We're taping before Christmas, just so.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. So we didn't have to work on Christmas Day.
Correct.
We're cheating.
I am going to take Utah State and the points on the hook because I really don't know what else to do. You might remember the first responder bowl was actually canceled a couple years ago. Like the teams got there, and I think they started playing and then stopped after – a very small amount of time because of electrical storms.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, was it Boise and Boston College or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Was there lightning or like problems at the stadium? The Serve Pro could have saved the deal.
Yeah, I know. It was lightning.
Lightning, yeah.
So anyway, just give me Utah State to cover on the hook. They'll lose by 7, not 7.5.
That's a lot of points, 7.5 for Memphis. So I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go with Utah State in this one.
I'm taking Memphis. Their losses, they had a – this is terrible. They're 6-6, but some of these losses aren't that bad.
Yeah, good. Good analysis. Bringing it, Dan. At least it's more than what I said. I just said give me Utah State.
Yeah. The more you talk, the dumber you sound. Look, they gave Tulane a game. They gave UCF a game. They gave SMU. a game. Yeah, I'm taking Memphis. Memphis is going to rise up and get this done. So that's that. I don't know.
Yep, there you go.
Don't bet college bowl games. Mm-hmm. The Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl featuring Coastal Carolina versus East Carolina. And the game is at Protective Life Stadium. And, of course, this is all part of Capital One Bowl Week. So you can buy new tickets, buy secondary tickets. You can Protective Life. Let's see. What do we got here? Protective Life is an insurance company. So you got that. And you can get all this done with a credit card if you really want to get really into the bowl sponsorship. Game features Coastal and East Carolina. ECU is giving 7.5. Games at 6:45 in Birmingham, Alabama. This is like this is a real Coastal war.
Yeah.
Who gets very... remember when South Carolina and North Carolina played when Spurrier was the coach and he said we should play for the right to call ourselves Carolina. Carolina football. These guys both have Carolina in there too. So
sure.
Ross, who you got, Coastal or East?
I'm trying to show shooing my dad out of the room here, but he did bring me a Irish coffee from the nearby cafe. Ooh. So hair of the dog after a night of drinking, hair of the dog, you know.
All right.
Put him on. Picks might be better. Yeah. Coastal's 9-3, East Carolina Coastal, Pirates 7.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Grayson McCall transferring but playing in this game for Coastal?
Yes.
Which is bizarre, which you teal. Don't. Yeah, you don't see. Yes, yeah, you don't see that very often. Give me Grayson in Coastal to cover. I'll go with the QB there.
You know, as listeners of the pod know, I love Grayson McCall. I have loved him for 3 or 4 years now. He's a great player. He pisses teal. There's nothing not to like about Grayson McCall, but there's a lot not to like about the Coastal defense, which the last two games gave up 47 to James Madison and 45 to Troy. And East Carolina has a good quarterback of their own in Holton Ahlers or Ahlers. And I think Holton's going to light him up, and they're going to go for 50-plus, and East Carolina's going to win and cover.
I'm taking Coastal in this. You know, they did fade at the end, but I don't know how, and I have no idea. But, you know, was Jamie Chadwell on the way out the door? Because they were good until then. You know, and so now that they got all their ducks in a row and they got one more game with their guy. That's right. He doesn't bleed teal. He pisses teal, right?
That's right.
Still transferring, but these things happen.
Pisses and bleeds too, maybe. Maybe both.
Piss, go. Bleed, it's all there till he goes to the next place. He hasn't announced where he's going, has he?
I don't think so. He's like the number one dude.
He visited out there, right? Auburn, maybe I saw.
That could be.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
He's like Shador Sanders. He's already a starter at the next job,
yeah.
But playing in this one. I'll take Coastal. So we'll go Coastal on that. All right. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl is at Chase Field. So you can guarantee a mortgage, I think, or you can get a credit card and try to fund it that way. Game is at 10:30, late night action on the 27th. This is tremendous. Wisconsin versus Oklahoma State, and Wisconsin's given 3.5. They're going to have a new coach. Oklahoma State's missing a bunch of players, took off, including their quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Well, both teams quarterbacks, have
both quarterbacks, quarterbacks are in gone. The portal, yep. Correct?
Yeah. Two quarterbacks and one coach down.
Yeah.
What do we got here? And I don't know. So, Pat, who you got?
Yeah, Graham Mertz has gone to Florida. We don't know yet where Spencer Sanders is going to end up, the Oklahoma State quarterback, but I'm not sure any team fell apart as badly as Oklahoma State did late in the season. They lost 4 of their last 5, and it was an ugly. I mean, they got blown out by Kansas State, blown out by Kansas, somehow beat Iowa State. Then they were down 28-0 in the first quarter to Oklahoma before Oklahoma just kind of stopped. And then they lost to West Virginia at home. I'm not picking that team. Give me Wisconsin. They haven't had a very good season either, but I am not picking Oklahoma State. Give me Wisconsin to lay the points and win.
I think I famously said at some point in late September or early October that I thought Oklahoma State was the best team in the Big 12. So that didn't go well.
I remember that.
That did not go well. It went on quite a slide. I'm going to go with Wisconsin here. you know, both teams like down the quarterback, and I'm going to go with the more the sturdy Badgers who play good defense still, have a good running game with Braylon Allen. He's kind of been tearing it up. Hopefully he's not in the portal. I can't keep track of all the players in the portal, but give me the Badgers to cover the, or are they? Yeah. Favorite. Yeah. 3.5 Badgers by 4
Badgers. I'm taking, and I'm going to one of my old bowl motivation tricks, the new coach, right? You got Luke Fickell watching from a luxury box or something, right? He's not coaching this game.
Yep.
Every guy in Wisconsin it's a job interview. So they are going to play their ass off for this game, presumably. This is my theory. This is usually panned out. Oklahoma State, also, you got the young guys trying to play their ass off. But there's a lot of discontent there. So I'm going with the motivated Badgers, and they do have a good defense. This was not a good season, 6-6, but they do have a good defense, and I think they can get this done. But isn't Gundy have some great bowl record or something? I don't know.
Yeah, they're actually both Wisconsin and Oklahoma State are very good in bowl games. They are. So it's a matchup. Let me see here. Cowboys have won five of their last 6 bowls. Badgers have won 7 of their last 8.
I'm sticking with Wisconsin. It is, but I love the timing of this game. These are always the fun ones.
Gundy, by the way, is 11-5 in bowl games. That is pretty wild. Wow.
Yeah. He's done well. But that's a good deal. Like, here's the thing: the beauty of like the insidious beauty of what ESPN has done with these bowl games is it's December 27th. You should probably be going back to work, but here's a quadruple header that starts at like noon.
All right, next one is the Military Bowl presented by Peloton, not Peloton, Peloton.
Yeah,
what is Peloton? I know what it is. Does anyone else know?
No idea.
I don't know because I looked it up. Peloton is a privately held American technology company. Mm. Its areas of service include space, intelligence, cybersecurity, defense, homeland security, and health.
How is sponsoring a bowl going to help them?
I don't know. It's a military bowl, so maybe they're in on that. Yeah. Let me say this, okay? If you're one of our listeners that is single, right? And perhaps like you don't really have like this great like, what do you do? Oh, I'm a corporate lawyer or something. You know, I'm a surgeon, right? That everyone's going to be impressed with or know. And you know, hey man, I was a casino dealer. Okay, so I'm with you on this. Okay, but you're out at a bar and maybe you're talking up someone you're interested in, and you don't want to admit like you're driving DoorDash. Sometimes, right, to like make the bills, which is fine. But you know, you're trying to tell them that you work at Peloton, whose area of services includes space, intelligence, cybersecurity, defense, homeland security, and health. Their eyes will roll back. They will not know what the hell you're talking about, but it sounds like you've got a really good job.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That absolutely will not break the deal on whatever chances you've got.
It sounds like you make a lot of money, too.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a good job. They won't know what it is. They won't really have a follow-up question. They'll just be like, okay. Yeah. Okay. You know Peloton. It's a privately held American technology company.
So, yeah, it's Peloton. We do some work in space and cyber technology.
Space, intelligence, cybersecurity, defense, homeland security. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you got – I'm improving your chances. So
I empty the trash cans there, but I work at Peloton.
It sounds like a steady job. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So Military Bowl presented by Peloton. Why in the world this company is this is a money laundering operation or something. I don't know.
I want to be the VP at Peloton who sold the CEO on this. Yeah, we need to sponsor a bowl game.
So here's interesting. The game is at Navy Marine Corps Stadium in Annapolis. So maybe this is a way to somehow like buy off the Navy.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Throw in some extra money to sponsor the game. It's in Annapolis.
There you go.
I don't know. But anyway, something's up. Wednesday, December 28th at 2 p.m. This company is all fired up to sponsor the UCF Duke game. Duke Blue Devils, quiet season, but given 3 in this game. So, I don't know who's first. Ross, who you got in this one?
Yep,
Duke's 8-4, UCF's 9-4. Good game. Yep.
Mike Elko had a great first season. Surprising. And like you said, it kind of went under the radar a little bit, but 8-4, 5-3 in the ACC. UCF has been on quite a slide late. They lost 2 of 3, and they probably should have lost 3 of 3. They were down late, played bad against USF, and they lost to Tulane, and they lost to Navy. Bad Navy team this year at home. So give me Duke to cover that. I think they're playing much better, and they've overall had a better season.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm picking Duke, laying the points. Duke had a really good season. Mike Elko, as impressive as any first-year, first-time head coach in the country. I'd put him up there with what Dan Lanning did at Oregon, for sure. And, I mean, they also, offensive coordinator Kevin Johns did some great work there. They elevated Riley Leonard to their starting quarterback. He had a great season. They took their starting quarterback, Jordan Moore, and made him a receiver. He's the number two receiver. And Gus Malzahn, not a great bowl coach. And you're going from Orlando to Annapolis, where it could be like 9 degrees. Give me Duke.
I'm with you. I think when you can prepare for Duke's not a good matchup. A lot of schools are not. A lot of offenses, a lot of teams are not good matchups for Duke. I don't think UCF is that. So I think they'll do all right in holding this. They've had a decent defense all year, and they've on a roll. They won 4 of the last 5 at least, maybe more. And really just had a tough loss at Pitt that kind of held them back. But they played Carolina tight. They played Georgia. I mean, I'm looking at this season, actually. 2-point loss at Pitt. Mm-hmm. 3 points Carolina. 3 points at Georgia Tech. They lost by 8 at Kansas in that big game. That's their losses.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, Elko's got something going there at Duke. So yep. There you go. Take the Blue Devils on that one. All right, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Kansas at Arkansas. It's played at Simmons Bake Liberty Stadium. So we've got AutoZone. Obviously, you need a air filter or something. Go over to AutoZone. Liberty, we're all in favor of that. Simmons Bank, if you need a loan to pay for your AutoZone purchase, is all available. So it's all there. Kansas against Arkansas. Huh?
Mm.
They're going to have a battle over how to pronounce this. Should it be Kansas versus Kansas? And Arkansas just stole Kansas's. Who stole whose name? Mm. Arkansas or Kansas?
Good question.
They argue it's the Arkansas River, some people say. Is it I don't know. This is a real battle. I want to know. What does Sam Pittman think of that? Somebody asked that question.
Arkansas, the state of Arkansas was founded in 1836. I'm looking up Kansas now.
Kansas is older. The Arkansas.
And state the Kansas. Of Kansas was not founded until I don't know. No.
This is going well.
Ross, who you picking?
Isn't this the game Missouri was supposed to play in? But what was the report was that Missouri was scared to play Kansas or didn't want to play Kansas, right? Allegedly,
yeah,
right?
That's a good one.
But give me actually Kansas in this. I'm going to take their quarterback Jalen Daniels, right? Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Jalen Daniels. Yep. Yeah. Played well. Good quarterback. By the way, Arkansas, I have read some history. Arkansas got its name from the Quapaw Indians, by the way, the French explorers. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that Kansas stole Arkansas's name, but I'm not sure. I'm still looking it up.
Okay. Yeah. Look up who stole whose name because it's a coincidence.
State of Kansas came into being in 1861, so Arkansas beat them by 25 years.
Yeah.
And so you just sat there, it's like just took the first two letters off and just called it, that's your new name?
Listen to this. In various historical French books and documents, the name of the state appeared in four different ways. Arkansas, and also all pronounced, I guess, Arkansas, but all kind of Arkansas. Which is kind of crazy. A-K, no R. A-K-A-N-S-A. And then A-R-K-A-N-C-A-S. Wow, look at there. Learn something new every day. Good analysis, huh, Dan? Look, I can tell you.
I don't know what to do with this. I never thought of this. They stole the name. It's like just, I like this name. It's, right? Like, Florida. We'll just call ourselves Orida.
Like, what? All right, I finally found it. Does Pat need to pick first? Pat, why don't you pick, and then I'll give the.
I'm picking Arkansas. Kansas had a very nice season, which is why all of a sudden now they're chesty about wanting to play Missouri. They haven't wanted any part of Missouri in 15 years. All of a sudden now they want to play? Okay. Kansas, the second half of the season, giving up 267 rushing yards and 4 rushing TDs per game. Arkansas runs the ball well. Don't get tricky. Hand the ball off. Run your quarterback. Win the game. Score a bunch of points. Cover the spread. Arkansas.
I'll take a 6-6 from the SEC West over 6-6 from the Big 12. And you look at these losses, again, tight. They lost by 2 to Liberty. That was a bad loss for Arkansas. 3 to LSU, 2 to Missouri. They blew out Ole Miss. Kansas faded down the stretch and got beat soundly by K-State, Texas, and Tech, and Baylor, really. So I'm taking the Arkansas over the Kansas. And Ross, what do we got? I don't know how this finally dawned on
this
me.
This is what we got. This is what each – nobody stole nobody's name. The proper grammar on my part. But Kansas's name and Arkansas's name came from two different Native American tribes. Right. The reason of the way it's pronounced and why it's different is because the tribe in which Arkansas gets its name was, I guess, French or found by the French – and so they don't pronounce the S's, right? So they, in the French language. And so they pronounced it Arkansas for so long, I guess, that it just stuck like that. But, yeah, it's just because it's French. So there you go.
Well, that nobody stole nobody's name. The Irish coffee is kicking in. The Irish coffee.
Ask the Native American. All right, there you go. Nobody. That sounds like two people got caught cheating on their homework, like on a test. I wasn't copying the test. I got the same ones wrong naturally. and that little trick. No, I think Kansas stole it. Kansas stole it. Thought we'd never notice, and for like 300 years, 200 years, no one did. Until our podcast. Anyway, this is not good. All right, San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl, one of the all-time greats.
Oh yeah.
This is a good one. Just steady. Yeah. It's just been there. It's always had the same sponsor. Yeah. Yeah. Gets a good game.
Only one not televised on ESPN, too, by the way, right? Isn't it Fox?
Yeah. 8 p.m. on Fox.
Only Fox game. Bowl game.
Yeah, we have a double dip going. A Fox and a and then there's – we'll get to the next one at the same time, Texas Tech Ole Miss. But Oregon UNC at Petco Park in San Diego. Like, this is a bowl trip.
Yeah.
This is like, all right, we're – you know – we got a real game. It's not one of these just like, do I really want to go to that city? Yeah, I'll take San Diego for a few days. This is what a bowl game is supposed to be. Oregon's 9-3. Carolina's 9-4. Drake May, $5 million poorer, will be there. Ducks are rolling. Everything's going. Let's do this. Bo Nix is back. He's playing. Good game. Oregon is giving 14.5 in this game. Over under 73.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Sign up for the points. This will be fun. And yes, the Holiday Bowl has been great over the years. They just recently started bringing in ACC teams. And I think, wasn't it last year the game got canceled? Like, North Carolina State, I think they even got there and they were going to play UCLA. And UCLA was like, we got COVID. And never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Like,
NC State just had that run of terrible luck where they're like the College World Series, they got thrown out of that. I can't even remember what happened there.
COVID, COVID. Bowl game.
COVID threw them out of it, and they were the best team.
Yeah. So anyway, I 14.5 is a lot, but I'm going to lay them because not only is North Carolina's defense bad, but offensively, Josh Downs, their excellent receiver, who's kind of been Drake May's security blanket, has turned pro and is not playing. So I'm going with the Ducks to score early and often, and North Carolina not quite able to keep pace.
Yeah, man, I like Oregon in this one too, but you've got two touchdowns in the hook there. 14.5 just seems too big. I think Drake May will do enough to keep North Carolina around. Give me the Tar Heels to cover.
Yeah, I'm taking Tar Heels with all those points. Yeah, the defense is awful. 403 points allowed. I mean, that's a lot of points to somehow win all these games, but that's the thing. They win them. I'm going to take it. Carolina. Coach Mack out there in San Diego. Sally and I went out for some tacos. It's It's going to be great. Me and Sally said I could use some tacos. Found a little place down by Pacific Beach. I'm taking Carolina with all those points. All right.
I once ate chicken fried steak with Mac and Sally at a restaurant in Austin.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. The Tax Act, Texas Bowl, Texas Tech versus Ole Miss. The Tax Act, obviously, some kind of tax preparation. I think if we're talking alumni base that cheat on their taxes, I think Texas Tech and Ole Miss are both top five.
Wow. This is an interesting
I think there's
ranking.
Some guys watching this game that are like,
eh. I love that declaration.
Top five fan bases that cheat on that oil well. Well, no, that thing didn't spit out on a drop.
This is a good
year.
Top five. Who are the other three? Round it out, Dan.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, tech guys know. That are out there that are into fracking in the, you know, the western plains of Texas. Yeah,
it's got to be Harvard, but you know, like, I mean, those guys, they're not paying any taxes.
They
I don't
no
know.
Bowl game.
I'm just saying, there's probably some. Yeah, there's some sketch tax forms going in amongst the high booster set of Ole Miss and Texas Tech.
Sure, a couple slickster Ole Miss lawyers in Memphis.
Game is at NRG Stadium in Houston, 9 o'clock, so we can click back and forth between that and the Holiday Bowl. Ole Miss is giving 3.5. Again, that's going to be a fun night for some football. So Texas Tech 7-5, Ole Miss 8-4. Joey McGuire, tech coach, loves doing everything in Texas. So he's happy to be down there. And he's recruiting. You know that. He's recruiting. Cruton. He's recruiting.
Always be recruiting.
Who, Ross, you first?
Yeah. You know, the Rebels back on, I don't know, late October probably were one of the teams probably thought they'd be in, potentially be in the CFP. If not, they'd at least be in at the SC championship game, maybe in Atlanta. And then it became, well, maybe they'll go to the Sugar Bowl, and then, well, maybe the Citrus. And then, man, here we are, and they're going to the Texas. So I don't know that the Rebels really want to be there that much. Had a season that you thought they thought they would be somewhere else. And then it just kind of collapsed on them, right? Lost to Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi State to end the year. So I think Tech wants to be there probably a little more, and it's right in their backyard. So give me Tech actually to pull the upset here.
Everything you said makes sense, but I'm still taking Mississippi. I just think if the Tech's run defense collapsed kind of, or at least waned as the season went along, Mississippi can run the ball, give the ball to Quinshon Judkins and get out of the way, Lane. Let it happen. I think they can score enough to cover. Now, here's my note on the Texas Bowl. This is a great one. I'm looking at stuff up for the Bowl Dash, and I find the 2008 Texas Bowl, and there's a story in Sports Illustrated. It was written by Austin Murphy and co-bylined by a guy named Dan Wetzel.
Hey.
Western Michigan, which was force-fed $500,000 in tickets. They had to buy 11,000 tickets by the bowl game, and they sold 548. And so they just took a complete bath to go play in the Texas Bowl. That has
only,
nothing to do with this game, but I thought that was pretty
funny.
My
one and only byline ever in Sports Illustrated was a cover story.
There you go.
One for one.
Look at you.
One for one. Austin and I wrote about the bowl. It was a kind of an excerpt of sorts from Death to the BCS. But yeah. 548 tickets. They had to buy 11,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Welcome to the game. You lost all your money. They play tricky in Houston. I'm taking Tech and the points. I think it's going to be a really good game, and I think Tech's going to have a little bit more to play for. Finished really strong, and so I think that's going to carry over. All right, one of the greats, one of my favorites. I've been waiting. I've been hyping this bowl for years, and no one has sent me any product. The Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. It's at Yankee Stadium, 2 p.m. on a Thursday. Aaron Judge may or may not be there. Syracuse will. Minnesota will. Golden Gophers giving 10. The Bad Bow, everyone knows I love mowing my lawn. It's one of my favorite hobbies. I do not have a big enough lawn for the driver, but I would still take a zero-turn driving mower from Bad Boy Mowers if they would like to you know, product placement. I'll mention them on every podcast. If one shows up at my house, I'll start driving around my lawn. Those Bad Boy mowers are absolutely awesome. I've literally watched the YouTube channel of Bad Boy mowers. Tell you where my life is.
Sad but true.
Ross, who you got here? Minnesota giving 10.
Giving 10. Big spread. I'll say that Garrett Schrader in the orange will stick around and within 10. So give me Syracuse.
Yeah, 10's too many. This is going to be a low-scoring game. These are two good defenses, although Syracuse's defensive coordinator left, but this is going to be a slog. So I think Syracuse can cover the number. We don't know who's going to play quarterback for Minnesota, whether it's going to be Tanner Morgan or Ethan Kaliakmanis, who actually made some strides late in the year. Mo Ibrahim's a great running back. He may well carry the day for Minnesota to win, but win by more than 10.5. So orange cover.
Ibrahim's playing in this game.
Yeah.
I believe. I'm taking Minnesota. I love that guy. Look, Syracuse started 6-0 and did absolutely nothing after that, except beat Boston College. So we're not holding any parades for them. Mo Ibrahim is going to be fantastic. They rushed for, they averaged as a team 218 yards rushing. My guess is probably not the best weather in Yankee Stadium. He'll be just running right into that little monument park they got there, Yankee Stadium. Let's go. Let's do it. The Cheez-It Bowl. I think we have two Cheez-It Bowls, right?
Yeah, there's multiple Cheez-It Bowls, right?
Oh, my God. We really? Have so many bowls to go here. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
We got to pick up the pace.
Yeah, we
got to
pick up
Cheez-It
the pace.
Yeah, we got to keep going.
Yeah.
This is all my fault. At Camping World Stadium, Orlando, FSU's giving 9. Florida State versus Oklahoma. Cheez-It Bowl 1.
Cheez-It Bowl 1. Jordan Travis and FSU. I'm taking the nose to cover the 9. It seems like a lot, and it is, but I think that Florida State is more than 9 points better than the Sooners.
Yeah, better season, finished better, more roster stability, semi-home game. They'll have the crowd. Give me the nose here.
Great job recruiting this year by Brent Venables, and that is what will carry him over. But those guys aren't going to play in this game, so I'm taking the Seminoles, even with the 9 home game. I think Mike Norvell finishes out a nice little season. All right, Valero Alamo Bowl. Valero's a gas station. Texas versus Washington. Game is at the Alamo Dome, which is in San Antonio, 9 p.m. Thursday the 29th. Longhorns giving 4. Schizo Longhorns. Who shows up? Can they get Arch Manning out there? Pat?
More than that, can they get a running back out there? Why is Texas favored in this game?
Because they're Texas.
Bijan Robinson is
makes
not playing.
No sense, yeah.
There were reports that Roschon Johnson, his backup, who's really good, and linebacker DeMarvion Overshown are not playing as well. I haven't heard late on that, but Michael Penix is playing. Washington had a good season. I will gladly take Washington getting points here. Bring it on.
Yeah, absolutely. This is like the easiest pick so far. Give me Washington to cover that with Michael Penix. And like you said, in a dilapidated kind of Texas backfield. Washington covers in pulls the upset wins.
I know this one scares me because it's like Vegas knows something and they've been all over the map with Texas this year. Like, why are they favored? But yeah. I agree. Washington's a much better team, more consistent, especially without Bijan, who I know they're not going to, he didn't win the Heisman, but he certainly could have been deemed the second best player in college football this year without a whole lot. So I'll take Washington. Give me Washington and 4. I'm doing it. All right. The immortal Duke's Mayo Bowl, Maryland versus NC State. Winning coach gets doused by a bucket of mayo. Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, noon on Friday. It is a pick 'em. Is that true? No spread at all?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Yeah, even.
Dead
Vegas
even.
Vegas is apathetic. They do not. Yeah.
They don't care who gets the mayo. Mm-hmm. Maryland 7-5. North Carolina State 8-4. I'm guessing Leary's not playing for NC State, is he?
No, I don't think
so. No. Leary's gone. He's long gone. He was out for the season anyway with injury.
Oh, right. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going with the quarterback on this one. Tua's little brother, Talia. Give me Maryland to win it.
I'm going to go the other way. Talia's receivers aren't playing, at least the main one, Rakeem Jarrett is not. I'm going to take NC State, which really I got to give them credit. They showed some character after Leary got hurt, played like three other QBs, fought through, won some nice games, beat North Carolina. So this is an old school ACC matchup. I'm taking the Wolfpack here in the pick'em, and I think Dave Doran will look really good doused in mayonnaise.
God, this is a tough game. I mean, these two teams are all over the map. Mm-hmm. NC State lost to BC and Louisville by 15. They lost to Louisville. Maryland lost to Penn State 30-0, and then played Ohio State into the fourth quarter, then destroyed Rutgers. So I don't know. I'm going to take Maryland. I like the direction of that program. I'm just going to take Maryland in this game. All right, we've got the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. El Paso, baby.
Yeah, baby.
El Paso.
This one is also not on ESPN. This is always on CBS.
Yep.
December 30th at 2 o'clock. Pitt versus UCLA in the Sun Bowl. UCLA is giving 4. Go ahead, anybody. Jump at it.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger is a serial character.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, he is. I'll take UCLA here. We know Keaton Slovis is out for Pittsburgh. There's a lot of flux here, but give me UCLA had a good season. I think they'll be motivated to finish well. Love the Sun Bowl. It's its own kind of quirky triumph out there. You know, it's been around since, I think, the 1930s. It's a good helmet matchup here, but give me the Bruins. Win, cover.
Same. I'm going with Bruins, DTR, quarterback. Charbonneau, he's playing, isn't he? I think.
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. So give me the Bruins to cover the 4.
UCLA also, you talked earlier about bowl corruption. The Sun Bowl is the least corrupt of all the bowl games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do a good job. Like the guy who runs it makes like a reasonable, like 110 grand or something. Like something you'd expect of a guy running it. Yeah.
Not making like 1.1 million.
Yeah, it's a totally legit organization, unlike many of the others. Tax Slayer Gator Bowl, the 30th at 3:30 in Jacksonville. Notre Dame for South Carolina. Very interesting game. Irish are giving 2. It is on ESPN.
Yeah, this is the game the Gator Bowl won and got Notre Dame. It was another bowl was fighting to get Notre Dame. I can't remember who it was, but it was like between the Gator and somebody else kind of fighting back and forth. The Gator won, and it's a great matchup. But actually, it takes a pretty good matchup. Expect a good, even game. But in the end, give me the Gamecocks. They've just been playing really well. I'm going to say that it extends into the postseason. Their big victory over Tennessee and Clemson. I think they get 3 in a row here and launching pad into a big year 3 for Shane Beamer.
Yep, I'm with you. I think for those reasons, they finished well. They're going to be excited to play. I think Beamer's the kind of guy that gets his team up for these games. If you remember, they beat North Carolina last year in a bowl in a pretty inspired effort. And there's just a lot of flux. Both teams are missing guys, missing coaches, whatever the case may be. So I will take South Carolina over the Irish.
Man, big game. It's kind of a big game for both programs, both coaches.
Yeah,
Beamer's got so much momentum. We didn't talk about this on the recruiting pod, but like he controlled South Carolina in state this year.
Yeah.
Not Clemson.
Yeah.
You know, like he's got something going.
Yeah.
But man, Notre Dame wants that. I'll take, you know, I just think it's going to be a toss up game. And if you're going to give me 2 points, I'll take South Carolina. So I will take South Carolina. The Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl. that is not on TV at all. It's on, nope. I assume, Barstool's
streaming
website. Yeah. Yeah, streaming on Barstool. The Arizona Bowl, Ohio versus Wyoming. The classic backyard rivalry between Ohio and Wyoming. Friday at 4:30, December 30th. Ohio is giving 1 point. 1 point. So, Pat?
Yeah, this is part of the chaotic beauty of bowl season is we start hitting some of these big bowls and a lot of brand names. Then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, then there's Ohio, Wyoming thrown in there. Wyoming, once again, racked by transfers and injuries. There's a chance that all 4 of their running backs who have carried the ball this year will not play.
Wow.
So We'll see who actually shows up for them to hand off, and they like to hand off at Wyoming. So I am going to take Ohio here to win and cover, and that's about as much as I can tell you about that game.
Yeah, I can't tell you a whole lot either. I'm looking at the stats, like stat comparison, and it's hard to believe that in 2022 you could have a 7-5 football team average 20 points a game. That's what Wyoming does. They average 20 points a game this year.
Love them.
And are in a bowl, 7-5. So the hell with it. Let's go. I'll say the Cowboys win. How about maybe they get to 22 in this game? Give me them to cover and win.
Tough. They grow them tough in Wyoming.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I got a soft spot in my heart for Wyoming.
Yeah, because they sent you gear.
They did. The equipment guy sent me gear, and I have some sources, and they said they're excited to go to the Arizona Bowl, in part because it was like 47 below zero last week.
Yeah, yeah.
In Wyoming.
I think 70 below wind chill in Lusk, Wyoming. 7-0. Not 17, 7-0.
Yeah. Some of these guys are hitting the portal just to try. They're like anything warm. Like, I mean, it's the timing of the portal and the timing of the weather in Wyoming really doesn't condu- It's just like, I think I'm going to hit the portal. Me too, man. I don't even give a, like D2 down in Florida. I'll go a lot of transfers. A lot of no, I think Ohio, I'm going to take Ohio in this game. I think Wyoming's just gonna be so good. They'll be so happy. They're thawed out. That'll do it. All right. Capital One Orange Bowl. This is the orangest Orange Bowl we've ever seen.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Tennessee versus Clemson. It could just be all orange in there.
Yeah.
Or the Clemson people could go with that purple that they've kind of commandeered and go all purple. But I think it should just be an orange out, just straight orange on orange. They should, all the uniforms should be orange on orange. Just do it up. Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, 8 p.m. on Friday, December 30th. Fun game. Clemson is giving 5.5. Somebody ask God what he thinks, because this is a program built in his image. Could God make sure they cover? I think if God shows a winner, apparently it'd be Clemson, but does God care about the cover? Right?
Yep. The answer is no.
Good teams win, divine teams cover.
Well, no divinity involved here. Vols will cover. They may not win, but they will cover the number on this. It should be a fun game, but here is your Orange Bowl history fact that I unearthed. January 2, 1950, Santa Clara won the Orange Bowl. They beat Kentucky, wore them down in the second half, and afterwards there was a lot of criticism of the Kentucky coach because he put his team through two-a-days for 2 weeks leading up to the game in South Florida. They got down there at like mid-December and went two-a-days leading up to the game. Awesome. That coach was Bear Bryant. I don't know if there ever became anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll take the Vols, too, to cover. I'm excited about watching this one, though. Another chance to watch Cade Klubnik, the next maybe great Clemson quarterback. No Hendon Hooker for Tennessee, but I still think they hang around enough.
I like Clemson. I think there's a whole different team with Cade Klubnik. I think they're in the playoff with Cade Klubnik, and I think they're going to win this game. I like Clemson here, regardless of religious interpretation. The Trans Perfect Music City Bowl. The Trans Perfect. What is Trans Perfect?
Is it like a trucking company or something?
Let's find out. Let's find out. Okay. Trans Perfect. Trans Perfect. Navigate the global marketplace with Trans Perfect Business Solutions.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a translation and language service company. Yeah, so translation.
That actually sounds useful.
Yep. Yeah. The company serves clients in many fields. Okay. It's just odd. I don't know.
Yeah.
How could these people, they sponsor a bowl. Why don't they sponsor our podcast?
They should. They got to translate you on the podcast. So
yeah, I need a translation.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell I talk to English. Iowa versus Kentucky to Nissan Stadium. Iowa is given 2.5. Game is on the 31st.
The over-under so I guess is 31. So the over-under like is 31 game? In the game. That's just incredible. They're thinking it'll be 16-14. Amazing. Amazing. I'm going to take the Hawkeyes to cover the 2.5, actually. old Kirk Ferentz and crew play good enough defense for me.
Yeah, this is going to be the worst bowl game, not just this year, but maybe.
It's number one in my rankings, Pat. Come on.
Yes, that was a very subversive choice by you there.
Watchability.
I mean, it will be one of those that'll be so ugly you can't turn away. It'll be like Pitt and Oregon State played a 3-0 Sun Bowl maybe 15 years ago or something. This is going to be the worst game since then. But Iowa will win 9-6. They will get a safety to cover. It'll be 7-6, and they'll get a safety to cover the spread. And it'll be just a perfect little Iowa victory.
I'm taking Iowa. You give them that much time in an ugly rock fight. Kentucky doesn't have its team anymore. Yeah, I'll take the Hawkeyes. 2.5. They don't scare me. I can't believe I'm doing this.
I figured
it does scare me.
I mean, Pat, I figured we'd certainly get a record of a low scoring, but you're right. 2008, Oregon State 3, Pitt 0 as a final score in the Sun Bowl. So I don't think we're getting any kind of scoring record in this one.
No.
They still talk about the excitement of that game around El Paso. Lucky. Yeah. Some young El Pasoan got to go to a game on free tickets and swore off the sport forever. Exactly. It's like, I ain't watching it. College football sucks. When's the Cowboys play? All-State Sugar Bowl at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. I'm surprised Mannings haven't gotten in on that somehow. The Mannings
Sugar Bowl. It's coming.
No, that would require the Mannings to spend money. I think they just take money.
Look at you, low blowing the Mannings.
Jealous.
The most gentlemanly Southern family in America.
That did sound wrong. I tip my hat to them. They're fantastic. They're in on everything. Anyway, Bama's playing Kansas State, and in a culture. That we got culture at Bama. They're all playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does say something about Alabama, though. Like, legit.
It does.
It absolutely, like, you can laugh about it. Football guys, very impressed. But when guys, I mean, Bryce Young and Will Anderson could go 1-2 in the draft.
Yeah, they're going to be high picks. And they're playing.
They go 1-2, and they're playing. Most of these other teams, guys are like,
a hell of an insurance
policy. I'm like a
borderline
fourth round pick here. I can't be risking anything. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have less to risk if you're 1-2 because they'll take you anyway. But anyway, Bama versus K-State. But Bama is only favored by 6. Bama does tend to not play that well in the non-playoff games. There's motivation issues. But I'm impressed with this, and I'm excited to get to see those guys play one more game of college football. It is at noon on Saturday, December 31st. So get the game in and then get over to Bourbon Street. Pat, what you got?
Yeah, that changed everything when those guys said they're playing. So I'm going to take Alabama here. I was picking K-State straight up, but that was anticipating guys not playing. So I will say, Bama, bad in turnover margin, or at least compared to what they usually are. K-State, great in turnover margin. Bama, bad in penalties. K-State, good in penalties. But forget it. Bryce Young is going to wheel and deal and carve them up, and Alabama will win and cover.
I'm thinking K-State will stick around. You know, you're going to get the Alabama and the SEC don't want to be there kind of thing. But I think Kansas State more motivated in this game, and I think they cover. Give me. I'm gonna take those 6.5 and go with the Wildcats.
I got straight six.
Six.
I'm taking Bama on this, and I'm going to enjoy that game. ReliaQuest Bowl. It's the former Outback Bowl. This is going to be an emotional one. Mississippi State is playing Illinois. It's in Tampa, noon on January 2nd. Illinois is a 1-point favorite. Obviously, Mississippi State is dealing with the death of their coach, Mike Leach. Who you got, Ross?
Yeah, this is going to be, like you said, going to be definitely an emotional one. I think State, you know, they're going to end up doing some things and honoring Leach on the helmet. There's going to be some things, I think, in the stadium, the bowl is doing for Leach, the pirate ship and all. It's hard to see.
That's true.
Yeah, it's hard to see State losing this one, just given the circumstances and the emotion. So I'm going to say the Bulldogs win it and easily cover that one.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what can happen. And Mississippi State may be super motivated and inspired. They may be emotionally flat. I don't know. So I was going to pick Illinois to begin with. I'll stick with Illinois here. Should be close and low scoring.
I'm going to pick Mississippi State. I'm going to go with the motivated, but it's tough. I think Illinois is a better team. I think the spread would be higher if not for the circumstances. That's a tricky game. It is cool they got the pirate ship there in the stadium. I hadn't even thought of that. All right, Cheez-It Bowl number two. Cheez-It part two. And the thing about Cheez-It, you don't just want one Cheez-It. You want more. If you're eating Cheez-Its, you're going to have two.
Yeah.
Gonna have God, two
you
handfuls.
Could do pit. You could be a pitch man for him.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I'm available. LSU versus Purdue at another game at Camping World Stadium in Orlando, 1 o'clock on January 2nd. LSU is giving 14.5. Pat.
LSU is giving 14.5.
Yeah, that is insane. That is huge. That must be the highest of any bowl game, huh? Is that the highest spread probably of any bowl game? My goodness.
I don't even know what to do with that. Wow. Purdue doesn't have a coach. I was perfectly ready to pick LSU by a touch, but not by 14.5. I'll take Purdue to cover.
Same thing. Yeah, that's a really high spread. I think LSU wins the game, but not by more than 14.
No respect on the Big Ten West. I think Vegas knows what it's talking about. I'll take LSU in this game. Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, USC versus Tulane, Jerry World in Arlington. Watch the sunset over the Walmart, January 2nd, 1 o'clock. Trojans giving 2, one of the biggest games in Tulane history.
Yeah, first major bowl in Tulane since I think like the late 30s, 1939 or something, 36, something like that. So this is an exciting one. You know, I know that Caleb Williams is iffy with the injury, but I still think USC wins and wins pretty good. But this will be a fun one. I'm curious to see how these two teams match up. You got a CFP contender that a lot of people say have the roster and talent in the season to be in the CFP, and then you got obviously the best group of five teams. So I love these matchups.
Oh boy, I mean, if Caleb Williams is playing, I should pick USC. But I was there to watch USC just abjectly quit tackling against Utah. And Tyjae Spears, running back for Tulane, is a heck of a player. He's an NFL prospect. He's a 1,600-yard rusher. If they're not going to tackle, then I'm taking the green wave. They can at least they can get up and down the field and score, and we'll see whether USC wants to play enough to score with them. Give me the wave.
Do not select this game until you know what Caleb Williams is doing.
Right.
So we're picking. This is a blind pick because this is the whole game changes on that. I will take Tulane on this. I think they're going to be fired up, ready to go. I think they'll have the motivation advantage. And we do recall Lincoln Riley in postseason football, don't we?
We do.
We do.
Especially down in Texas. There we go. So I'm going to take Tulane. I think it's going to be close out one of the great seasons for them. All right, finally, the Rose Bowl presented by Prudential. See, they don't mess around. It's a real company, real thing. Utah versus Penn State, 5 o'clock. Get your sunsets in. Not too many more to go. So they're going to get rid of daylight saving time. Love this game. I think both teams are excited for it. And Utah's given 2.5. I think both teams excited and motivated and ready to roll. Pat?
Yeah, boy, I don't know. I mean, you got two star defensive backs who have opted out. You got two star receivers who are hurt, one on each side in both cases.
Young talent on both teams.
Young talent, yep. I think Utah comes back and wants to finish what they did not quite get done last year, which is to win the Rose Bowl. Played that great game against Ohio State, got out to a big lead, couldn't hold it. I think they can do it this time around. A little bit better offensively than Penn State, so I think they'll be able to move and score. Cam Rising, heck of a player. Give me the Utes to pull out a good game that should be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one, too. This is a good matchup, and I think the Utes are the better team. They've had a better season. I feel like give me Utah to cover in what I expect to be one of the better matches, one of the better bowl games.
I'm thinking Penn State in this. They absolutely handled business against pretty much everybody, other than the opener against Purdue was tight. It was kind of a game against Northwestern. They had a really, really strong season, except when they played Michigan, Ohio State. I think this continues. I like this Penn State team, and I think they will. I think there's some good players, some guys out of the way. I think it's going to be good. I'll take Penn State if you're going to give me a couple points, and it should be a fun game. All right. That's it. Got through them all.
Boom.
We will get to the playoff games later this week and talk all about that. Appreciate you all listening. Continue to subscribe. We will talk to you later.